Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 214 for Wednesday, January 7th. I'm Taryn Shields. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was firmer on Wednesday, taking some direction from the gains seen in Chicago soy oil futures. Though the March contract was lagging to the upside, as traders didn't want to push it above the key $450 per ton resistance level at the close. Canola was anywhere from 70 cents to $3 higher, March up that 70 cents at $449.30 per ton. The sharply lower Canadian dollar was also bullish, as it made canola more attractive to crushers and exporters. The loonie was down about 20 points at the 84.36 cents U.S. mark. Spillover support from the gains in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures also underpinned values, as did continued strong demand for Canadian canola. Ongoing worries about untimely monsoons damaging Malaysia's palm oil crop also lifted prices. However, some spillover pressure came from the weakness in Chicago soybean futures. Light farmer selling at the highs was also bearish, as were generally favorable conditions for South American soybean crops. In the U.S., corn, wheat, and soybeans were softer. Soybean futures were mostly lower, anywhere from unchanged to 5 cents softer. The March contract was unchanged at $10.55¾ a bushel. Reports of generally favorable weather in many South American growing regions and talk that the harvest will be underway for some early planted crops very soon undermine the market. On the other side, continued strong demand for U.S. soybeans was supportive. The USDA announced two new sales of U.S. beans to China earlier this week. Corn futures were softer. Prices were anywhere from 7 to 9 cents lower. March down 8¾ at $3.96¼ a bushel. The losses were linked to recent reports showing that 2014-15 U.S. corn production was even larger than earlier estimates. Technical selling and the strong U.S. dollar were also bearish, as was data showing that demand from the domestic ethanol industry is declining. However, continued signs of strong demand for U.S. corn supplies limited the losses. Wheat values were also weaker, seeing some profit taking on recent gains. Prices were anywhere from 9 to 13 cents lower, March down 12¾ at $5.79 a bushel. Reports that the weather hasn't been as cold as feared in the U.S. Midwest this week further undermined values, as it reduced the risk of damage to winter wheat crops. Ongoing upward movement in the U.S. dollar index added to the bearish tone, as it made U.S. wheat more expensive to foreign buyers. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, January 7th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Taryn Shields.